No. My comfort or consolation is that the same Paul the Sixth, I've said this before, but just to emphasize it, he published a very formal document once he approved the vernacular. Now the meaning of the words in the liturgy and the vernacular are never the meaning of the vernacular, never. It is always the meaning of the original Latin. Sisters, if I did not know that, I could not in conscience say Mass in English. Am I clear? And now 30 years in working for the Holy See, sisters, the price that I have paid and paid, I did tell you, didn't I? But it was told by my Jesuit superiors. I tell you that I was never take any orders from the Vatican. I tell you that? Never take any orders from the Vatican, from the Pope, unless the Vatican gets permission from the Jesuits. Now, my Jesuit provincial gave me that order. He was smart. He didn't put it in writing. He called me up. So when he finished the telephone call, I called up Rome. I quoted my provincial superior. With the Cardinal of Rome that I do main business with. He laughed. And he said, "That is crazy. Thank you. I like to hear that." Sisters, am I still making sense? And that is why, oh my dear missionaries of charity, in the name of God, know what the Holy Father teaches. Be obedient to Him. And, of course, pray for him. And thank the Lord, there are many bishops. I know how many, but I hope many who are loyal to the Holy Father. But not all. Does that help? In other words, Paul the Sixth did what before God he believed he had to do, because whole countries, and among those countries, sisters, the United States would have broken with the Catholic Church. Do you hear me? I'm not guessing. And that is why I'm here. If there's one thing that Mother Teresa believed in, was the authority of the Pope, right? Well, my gosh, one question. And I think there's even, no, I read both sides. Father, could you please explain this? Every act of impatience weakens another's virtue of hope. Every act of impatience weakens another's virtue of hope. Well, I'm not quite sure what is meant. If it is meant that after every act of impatience weakens the impatient person's virtue of hope, that's true. That's true. Because impatience, shows many things But among the things it shows is a lack of hope, of trusting in God, that what now pains me, that I'm impatient with, that God will both give me the grace here and now to endure, because remember, patience means voluntary endurance of pain. Or I can be lacking a hope because I'm afraid of something for the future. I'm impatient now because what I fear for the future. So in both cases, yes, impatience weakens the virtue of hope in the impatient person. However, impatience, say, in another person who is impatient with me, that should strengthen my virtue of hope. Am I making sense? That's why God allows impatient people in my life. And sisters, when the worst comes to the worst, when you say to yourself or tell the Lord, Lord, I see no solution to this trial or suffering that I'm enduring. I see no hope here on earth. Now, sisters, as you know, the virtue of hope has two effects. Hope gives us the confidence, the trust in God's grace to endure the pain here. Or if it's so bad, you see no hope here on earth, well then, sisters, that's part B of hope. A, hope is grace in this world, but hope B is the reward for pain in heaven. I see no hope here on earth, but be consoled. There is a heaven. It won't last forever. Okay. Let me take one more. Catholic couples who are married only by civil law or by both laws, but are living separately for years because working conditions, spouse works abroad, can they receive Holy Communion? Yes, under two conditions. Condition number one, that both partners voluntarily agree, and note the word voluntarily, freely agree to say, well, live apart. They must both agree. Now, I think I should say this, sisters. Between husband and wife, the wife, normally there are exceptions, but in general, wives would be, and even will be, more agreeable to say not living with their husbands, even for a long time. And the reason is, again, there are exceptions, but the sexual instinct in women, of course, is there. And behind the sexual instinct in women, that instinct is not mainly physical, it is mainly psychological.